Earning unlimited 2% cash back is in your future with the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. With no preset spending limit, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One adapts to meet your business needs and works for you. Imagine what the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One could do for your business. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus. That's CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus. Capital One, what's in your wallet? Terms and conditions apply.
Capital One believes that everyone deserves easier access to their money whenever they need it, in a simple and secure way. With advancements in machine learning technology, online shopping is now a breeze with Capital One. Autofill payment fields and get assigned a virtual card number for more secure online purchases. Plus, machine learning is also constantly fighting fraud and alerts you of all suspicious activity on your account. See how Capital One is using machine learning for the future of banking at CapitalOne.com. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is CBS Sports Radio. I am JR. You just heard the fancy voice man say it. It's the JR Sport Brief show. I'm hanging out here with super producer and host Dave Shepard, and we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. If you need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family, Rocket can. I get started at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. You can listen on your local affiliate. You can hit rewind. You can pause. You can do whatever you want if you listen on the free Odyssey app. Thank you to people listening on SiriusXM Channel 158, people on the smart speaker, friends listening on CBSSportsRadio.com. However you listen, however you tune in, thank you. That's it. If you want to talk to me, we got a phone number. We got multiple lines. We got more people listening than we do lines, so sometimes it's difficult. But the number is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. For CBS. Me? I'm on the internet. It's at JR Sport Brief. Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. That's how you get a hold of me there. To start off the first 2 hours of the show, we just talked about the World Series that will be taking place on Friday. You got tickets in Philadelphia going for $3,200? Not me. I don't think I would pay $3,200 to go sit and watch anything that I could not walk away thrilled or happy with. No, thank you. I need a guarantee there. The Phillies ain't delivering that for me. Nothing is. Meanwhile, Jalen Hurts, proud to be from Houston, leading the way with these 6-0 Eagles. He let everybody know that, yeah, I'm the Eagles' perfect quarterback, but I'm still going for my hometown team. Matter of fact, this is what he had to say about handling his dual responsibilities or allegiances.
I'm Houston born and raised. I love my city, and I'm, you know, that's my hometown, but my home now is Philly. You know, and I love this city too. That's how I deal with it.
Okay. No big reason for anybody in Philadelphia to care. It'd be one thing if he sucked, if the team stunk, but we know that the Eagles, man, they got one of the best offenses. They picked up A.J. Brown, the quarterback, Hurts improved. They got some of the best defensive backs. They're on their way. I'm not prepared to throw them into the Super Bowl, but they deserve a lot of credit for what they've been able to do, not just for this year, but the progression last year, just the success that they had last year. And I'm so happy that Jalen Hurts got a quote-unquote another opportunity to show himself as a franchise quarterback, and I'm happy in that regard. And so, as I do every single Wednesday night into Thursday morning, this is going to be a good transition, because we opened up the show talking about leaders and how you lead, how you don't lead, the fact that you got Aaron Rodgers just consistently having diarrhea of the mouth. It's like, my players, my teammates suck. They can do better. And he was the same guy complaining about them drafting his replacement. We got Karl-Anthony Towns. you know, blowing up the spot of Anthony Edwards. Oh, man, he needs to chill out on that Popeye's chicken. Like, whoa. And then you got Russell Wilson. I don't know what the hell he's doing. Is he a leader? This man's saying, I'm doing high knees on the plane. Meanwhile, his head coach is, man, they're playing in London? They're taking on Jacksonville in London. And there are rumors that if the Denver Broncos get smacked, he won't get back on the plane home. Maybe put him on a commercial flight. Maybe leave him in London. He might get the boot while he's out the country, which would really, really stink. And so Nathaniel Hackett is on the hot seat, just trying to learn things game by game, talking about leaders at the quarterback position. But I want to talk about some head coaches in the NFL right now, guys who deserve credit. Because too often we look at the teams that stink and we go, well, this guy has to go. Nathaniel Hackett has to go. We got Campbell with the Lions. His team doesn't play a lick of defense. And the Lions ownership is just like, oh, yeah, we believe in him. Okay, sure, maybe in the long run, but not right now. And so without wasting any time, it's time for a new top six list. And tonight, we're going to look at the top NFL coaches this year who deserve a whole lot of love. They deserve a lot of credit to start off the season. Let's go.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to get JR's latest top six list, only on the JR Sport Brief.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Instead of looking at the bum-ass coaches, let's look at some coaches who actually deserve credit for what their teams have been able to accomplish, what they've done, and potentially where they might be going. You know what? This list, it's pretty straightforward. Let's start off with this number right here.
Number six.
This is easy. A couple of seasons ago, they got close to the Super Bowl. This past season, they actually, man, they played one of the best playoff games I'll ever have seen. And this season, even with all of the expectations, they're 5-1. They're led by head coach Sean McDermott. Yes, he has a lot of talent on both sides of the football. But at the same time, he deserves credit. He deserves a pat on the back just for how the Buffalo Bills have been able to improve since he's taken over. He's not a joke. This is not Rex Ryan. This is not nonsense. And for just what they've been able to do this year, I got to give him credit. I think the Buffalo Bills, this will be the season that they actually win the Super Bowl. And Sean McDermott is the slow but steady hand that leads the way. We know, I just mentioned that elimination at the hands of the Kansas City Chiefs. Well, we know that the Buffalo Bills, they just took on the Chiefs. And granted, it's the regular season. They came out on top. But Sean McDermott, at the same time, he knows that he has to give his guys a little bit of credit. Listen to this victory speech.
Listen, that's a hell of a I'll tell you what, man, hey, I'll tell you what. What do you say about it? Don't blink, don't flinch, whatever it is, man. You guys are as tough as nails. Hey, here's one of those balls here. Listen, man, I know our boy 88's been through some stuff, man, huh? Yes, you guys step by his side. I knew it was coming. Way to go, baby.
Let's go!
Pretty tough, too, 17. Here you go.
Let's go!
Hey, this is a team effort. I know I'm giving out some game balls right here. It's a team effort, man. Everyone, from the players to the coaches to the staff, everyone in the organization, great win for us. Who picked that ball off at the end? We're all hey! Way to make big plays and big moments and big games.
Well, Sean McDermott, he's the people's coach. I got him at number six of coaches who deserve love to start this season. Let's move on.
Number five.
Well, this, I can't say this guy, but this team typically doesn't they don't get a lot of love. They're pretty much ignored. Somebody called last night and was just, oh, you don't mention this team, and I gave him a reason why. But this man is helping to lead the way. I had a chance to meet this head coach a few months ago. And between him and Harrison Phillips, we actually had a group hug. It's my main man. It's Kevin O'Connell. Yeah, why did I give him a group hug? It's Special Olympics, and we were just talking about hugs. So we all gave each other a hug. So congratulations to me. I hugged Coach Kevin O'Connell. But more importantly, here with the Minnesota Vikings, the team is 5-1. That deserves credit. If I have to look at another rookie head coach, Kevin O'Connell is not a complete disaster. He's actually instilling confidence in the offensive side of the ball. The last head coach of the Minnesota Vikings, he pretty much hated his own quarterback in Kirk Cousins. Now, does Kirk Cousins still have a hell of a lot to prove? Yes, so do the Vikings. They're pretty much average every year, slightly above, slightly below. And nothing happens. But Kevin O'Connell, a former quarterback in the NFL, former offensive coordinator for the Rams, this man is showing that, man, there might be a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel. He knows his team finds ways to win, but he's still looking for ways for them to get better. Take a listen.
I give our sports performance staff, all the support staff that helps our team prepare for these games, Maybe not in X's and O's way, but to come here and have that kind of resiliency and fight. Played a lot of snaps on defense, special teams, got back to who they really are. And offensively, not our best performance, way too much of a struggle today, but to find a way to score some points to help our team win. I think it speaks to the mental toughness of those guys in that locker room. We can do a lot of things as coaches better to help our guys. But I'm really, really proud to be 5-1 right now. We talked last night about any way it would take, any means necessary to get to 5-1 going into this bye. We've learned a lot about our football team. We also have learned, coaches included, we got a long way to go and a lot of room to improve, which I'm really, really excited about, not only getting that opportunity this coming week, but to get our players back here. But they've earned the right to get some time off. They've battled for us. They've done everything we asked. I love this team and cannot wait to get our next opportunity together.
Oh, he has coach speak down to his science. Good for Kevin O'Connell. Graduating from backup quarterback to leading the Minnesota Vikings to 5-1. And I think they'll continue to win. I don't think this is a fluke. Not no championship, though. Kevin O'Connell at number 4. Who's another coach that deserves a lot of love?
Well, let's number move. 4.
Yes, thank you. It's head coach, New York Jets. It's Robert Saleh. How? The New York Jets are 5-2. They're playing against backups all over the place. They just beat a backup because Russell Wilson was on the bench. Played another backup. Teddy Bridgewater got knocked to the ground after Tua Tagovailoa. They beat the Green Bay Packers, and people were looking at the Jets earlier on in the season, and they're trying to figure out where the hell is the improvement? When are you guys actually going to win some games? And Coach Saleh, he delivered some pointed remarks to the media by telling them, I'm going to remember each and every single one of y'all who's out here screwing up. Take a listen.
We're all taking receipts on all the people who continually mock and say that we ain't going to do anything. I'm taking receipts. And I'm going to be more than happy to share them with all of y'all when it's all said and done.
Wow. Wow. That's almost like a threat. And Coach Saleh, I mean, he was hotly contested when he was, I don't want to say a free agent, he was courted to be a head coach, defensive coordinator, for the Niners, all the success that they have going to the Super Bowl. And then he gets to the Jets and, well, it's the Jets. His first year, he went 4-13. This season, he has an improved defense. I mean, he has two guys on his squad who have gone back-to-back defensive player of the week, Sauce Gardner and Quinnen Williams. Unfortunately, his top running back Breece Hall went down. They bring in James Robinson, trade for him from Jacksonville. And then Zach Wilson is a glorified babysitter right now. They're going to need this man to start throwing around the rock. And despite all of that, Robert Saleh has these guys playing hard. And they do still certainly have room to improve. I mean, if you can take the Jets to a winning record, yeah, you deserve a lot of love. Let's move on from Robert Saleh. What's the next number up?
Number three.
You know what? This is going to take us right to what we said about Jalen Hurts. Let's talk about his head coach, Nick Sirianni. Man, oh man. I remember when Nick Sirianni was hired last year. I remember his introductory press conference. This man was clowned for months until the regular season, deep into the regular season, just because he was asked about his approach to football. And I gotta be honest, his response was a lot of stumbling. It was comical. Do you remember this?
Next thing that's very important to me is that we build a smart football team, that we have a smart football team here. And I know we have the people in place to do that. The first part of that, the first part of being smart is knowing what to do. We're gonna have systems in place that are easier to learn. All right, complicated to the defense or offense that they're going against or the special teams group they're going against, but easy for us to learn. Because when we can put that, when we can learn our system and we can get good at our system, then our talent can take over.
What? Hey, Shep, do you know what the hell he just said?
I know he's 6-0, but I don't know what he said in his introductory press conference.
I don't think he knew what he said. And right. In last year, he took the team to the playoffs. And now they're 6-0. You want to tell me about a coach who deserves a lot of love and a lot of credit? It's Nick Sirianni. Because from the minute that he stood and gave his introductory press conference, he's won. And now he's winning some more. And now he's perfect. In the NFC East, they're sitting at the top of the heap. Absolutely amazing. Nick Sirianni, he deserves a lot of love. He deserves a lot of credit. Let's keep the list rolling. Who else we got?
Number two.
Speaking of the NFC East, coaches who deserve a pat on the back. This still makes no sense to me to say. The New York Giants are 6-1. They also are being led by a rookie head coach. Hi, Kevin O'Connell. This man used to work for the man who was at number 6 on the list, Sean McDermott. His name is Brian Daboll. This man came over from the Buffalo Bills. He is now leading the way with Daniel Jones, who he did not select or draft. He's leading the way with a Saquon Barkley, who is basically potentially on borrowed time. But the New York Giants, they are finding ways to win games. Is it close? Absolutely. Is it barely? Absolutely. Are they coming from behind and winning on final possessions of games? Absolutely. The New York Giants are giving everybody a heart attack, but the current head coach, he's not a joke. He has the respect of his players. They go out there, they ball out hard for him, and they don't quit. I think that's one of the key things to his success. The players respect him, and he feels he's a leader. He's one of them, even though he's a player. You know what? Brian Daboll, he loves being the head coach of the New York Giants. And you know what he also loves? I know New York, New Jersey fans are tough. He loves the fans too. He talks about them showing up in Jacksonville recently.
It was awesome. Even coming out before the game, see all the blue. And it was almost like a home game at the end there. They were screaming and yelling, and they traveled well. I certainly think it was an advantage for us, at the end there. And, we appreciate their support big time.
Well, when you go from Joe Judge and Pat Shurmur and Ben McAdoo, I mean, you got room for people to like you because the other guys, they sucked. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. It's a top six list of coaches who deserve a lot of love here to start off the season in 2022. It's a top six. I gave you five names. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you the number one coach who deserves the most love and recognition here this season. Number one on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I want to commend you on what you're doing going around college to college. My friend's daughter saw you at Bryant, I think it was. You got her really thinking, and I think she's gonna go into your field. I think it's just a wonderful thing you're doing.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, I look forward to continuing the Media for the Movement tour. Oh, we got some amazing stops coming up. I'll be at the University of Maryland. I'm going to be at the University of Washington. What's up to all my friends in Alabama? Yes, I'm going to be at the University of Alabama. Maybe I can ask Nick Saban for some money. And I'll be all over the country. You can keep up with me at JR Sport Brief, as I've connected with Special Olympics and Experian to just talk about how we can utilize sports to unify and give people an equal chance and an opportunity. Sports can do a lot of amazing things. Speaking of amazing things, it's a new top six list. And tonight, it's a list of top NFL coaches who deserve a whole lot of love. They deserve recognition. They deserve a pat on the back. So far this year, I'm about to give you number one. But before I do that, let me give you a recap. At number six, a lot of expectations for this team, and so far they've lived up to them. I give you Sean McDermott. At number five, I'm trying to show you I can count. At number five, it's the head coach of the Minnesota Vikings. It's Kevin O'Connell. He's actually getting something out of Kirk Cousins. Okay, this is not Mike Zimmer hating his own quarterback. Quarterback to quarterback, I think Kevin O'Connell so far is doing an amazing job with the Vikings. Let's see if it can last. I think they'll get back to the playoffs. At number four, the New York Jets head coach, his name is Rob Saleh. This man actually told the media to start the season after a loss. He's like, listen, I'm keeping receipts. I'm going to remind you guys who was talking crap about us. And I'm going to let you know about it. And, well, New York Jets are playing a bunch of backups. Their defense has improved. And, I mean, well, the New York Jets have a record of 5-2. Whoa. And number three, top six NFL coaches who deserve some love, recognition, Nick Sirianni. This man was bumbling and stumbling out of his introductory press conference, but God bless him. He's not graded on his press conferences. He's graded on the results on the field. And so he's been able to lead the Eagles not only to the playoffs last year, he's been able to lead them to a 6-0 record to start things off this season, one of the best offenses in the game, one of the best defenses. And it's not just because they procured the most talent. He's using everybody in a constructive way and has overseen the growth here of Jalen Hurts. You got to love it. At number two, I gave you the New York Giants head coach. He came over from the Buffalo Bills. It's Brian Daboll. It's a heart attack every game. It's a comeback every game. But this is most important. the New York Giants are not quitting. And in the most ridiculous way possible, through all of the heart attacks, because of how hard they've played, they have a record of 6-1. They've won 4 consecutive games. And Brian Daboll, he's doing an excellent job just getting the most out of this team, which is always feeling limited. He's number 2. And so, if I have to think about an NFL head coach who deserves a lot of love and attention and recognition so far this season, what number are we up to?
Number 1.
Oh, he's been around. He's seen a lot of football. He's coached a lot of football. He just turned 71 years old. But you might think he's like, I don't know, 50 or 40. Maybe not 40. It's Pete Carroll. Yeah, I got Pete Carroll at number 1 on the list. Think about this. This man has had to deal with Russell Wilson trying to throw the damn football for the past few seasons. Over the past year, he's had to deal with Russell Wilson, you know, just wanting more input into the offense. He's had to deal with Russell Wilson wanting to throw the rock. He's like, nah, man, we going to run this ball. Pete Carroll has Geno Smith as his quarterback. Pete Carroll has had to deal with injuries all across the board. I mean, his wide receivers have gone down like nobody's business. Metcalf is a knee. Thank God they don't need to rip it open. The fact is, Pete Carroll went from Russell Wilson to Geno Smith, and yes, it's only a record of 4-3. But the fact that the Seahawks are actually competitive is wild. They're putting up points, but the defense, it stinks. And Pete Carroll has taken a lot of criticism over the years. But if I'm a fan of the Seahawks, I'm looking at Pete Carroll, looking at Geno Smith, I'm looking at Denver, and I'm like, damn, I'm glad that we kept Pete Carroll and did not keep Russell Wilson. And Pete Carroll, always a motivator, never someone to chop you down. Man, he talks glowingly about his players. You want to talk about a leader and encouraging them. Listen to how this man talks about Geno Smith.
This is Geno, you know, at the other end of his career. You know, he's had all those years behind him. And because he's such a good guy and he's such a great competitor, he studied his butt off to understand the game better and better. He's playing like a real pro. He gets it. He can see it. It's not too fast for him. He can make all the checks, all the adjustments. You saw him so many times use the clock all the way down to the nub to get us in the right play and to get the protection right, working with Austin Blythe. And then he's got a marvelous, you know, mechanical, you know, ability. He can throw the ball as well as anybody. He can throw it hard. He can throw it. He can take touch throws and take advantage of those. I didn't see what our third down numbers were today, but he's just been really good in tough situations and made some great throws. Tyler made a couple of terrific plays. Those guys are really hooking up. They've been hooking up all year, and you can see it. But it happened again today, a couple really just fantastic third down conversions for us. So there's no restrictions on Geno. He can do whatever we can think of, and he's different than he was. You know, and you can put a label on somebody for what he was, and then you miss the whole chance to understand this guy. This guy is a different guy. He's experienced. He's physically fit. He's having a blast. He's living in an elevation of poise with the way he's handling it. It's perfect. It's perfect for the moment. And so I was thrilled and to see it happen, and couldn't happen to a better guy.
Damn, how much money did Geno Smith pay him to say that? I don't know if Geno Smith pays anybody anything. I remember that time with the New York Jets, he got punched in the mouth for not paying what he owed. But Pete Carroll is accurate. Geno Smith is completing 73% of his passes. A touchdown to INT ratio, 11-3. He is not the same player that gave New York Jets fans heart attacks. He is different. And Pete Carroll, his success being tied to, you know, Russell Wilson and the Legion of Boom, 9 games in each of the 9 seasons, almost going to the playoffs every single year. We know about Pete Carroll and that end of the Super Bowl. But what he's done this season, coming off of Russell Wilson, I got to put Pete Carroll here at number one because he's doing it with Geno Smith.
Couldn't happen to a better guy.
And he can say a whole lot more than that, and he did. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I just gave you a list of the top six coaches in the NFL right now who deserve a lot of love. Sean McDermott at six, Kevin O'Connell at five, Rob Saleh at four, Nick Sirianni at three, Brian Daboll at two, and at number one, Pete, I love Geno Smith, Carroll. The phone lines are open to you right now. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Who are some other coaches in the NFL who deserve credit for where their team is right now this season? I'll get to your calls on the other side.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, first time caller, love your show. You have a very, very good common sense and analytical way to how you put your stuff out there. Appreciate you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I delivered you a new top six list. We got a bunch of NFL head coaches who they need a little bit of credit. They need love. They need recognition. They need a pat on the back. And at number six, I gave you Sean McDermott just for living up to the expectations. At number five, I gave you Kevin O'Connell. I mean, he's 5-1 with the Minnesota Vikings, actually getting something decent so far out of Kirk Cousins. At number four, I gave you New York Jets head coach Robert Saleh. At number three, Nick Sirianni, perfect with the Philadelphia Eagles. If last year was, oh my God, how did we get to the playoffs? This year is, oh no, there's some expectation for us to go there and maybe win a round or two or go further. And number two, Brian Daboll with the New York Giants. If they had, I don't know, Joe Judge back there, they'd probably be 1-6. But even on the opposite, playing all these close games, it's 6-1. They're like right there behind the Eagles in the NFC East. It makes no sense. Well, it does. Brian Daboll has them playing hard. And at number one, just because of all of the, I don't want to call it nonsense, let's call it the Russell Wilson drama over the past 2 years. Pete Carroll went from Russell Wilson to Geno Smith. And his offense is putting up points. They're fifth in points per game. The defense still stinks. But Pete Carroll, almost all of his success as an NFL head coach tied to Russell Wilson and the Legion of Boom, he's doing it now without either. I got Pete Carroll here at number one. And man, he loves him some Geno Smith. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Who are some other coaches in the NFL that deserve some love, that deserve a pat on the back and some recognition? Let's go to Ontario, Canada, and talk to Johnny. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yo, yo, yo.
Hey, Johnny, you're live.
Hey, JR, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good. Go ahead. Tell me that coach.
Mike McCarthy, Dallas Cowboys.
Okay, absolutely. I mean, Cowboys have a 5-2 record. They've been doing it without Dak. A lot of people didn't want Dak to return. Why do you believe that Mike McCarthy deserves some love?
Like I said, last year, they got eliminated from the playoffs, but he did pretty well with them last year. I think they're going to the playoffs this coming year.
Okay. I think that's a great point. Well, thank you, Johnny. Appreciate you.
When will I get you on my YouTube channel for our little sports talk?
Oh, well, do me a favor. Email me and we'll make it happen, okay?
All right. I can get your email. Could you get him?
Yeah, my email, if you go to my Instagram.
Yeah.
The email is right there in the bio. Not direct message, email, okay?
All right, bro.
Okay. Thank you so much, Johnny, for calling from Ontario. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Tyler. He's actually calling from Seattle. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, I made it back.
Yeah, what happened to you?
Man. No, I originally wanted to talk about Russell Wilson, but now you were making me scared after the first five. And Pete Carroll, man, the job he's done, I was on the Russell Wilson train the whole time. And just the job he's done this year. And hey, when you say the defense stinks, the last 2 weeks we looked pretty good.
Yeah, well, it's unfortunately, it's not just a two-week season.
Oh, it's not a two-week season, but like, I mean, if you look through the years, like we've always struggled on defense and offense. We're like traditionally slow starters, so I don't know. I have a lot of faith in the season. I'm just really excited, and I mean, you already touched on a bunch about Russell Wilson running up and down the aisles and calling his teammates out, and when he's not even doing his own job. So we don't need to get there, but. I really was happy when I heard Pete Carroll number one.
Okay. Well, for the benefit of you, I hope that they can continue on the rest of the season, okay?
I mean, I hope so too, man.
All right. Well, thank you, Tyler, for calling from Seattle. Man, you got to give credit where credit is due. Like, Geno Smith is playing like a Pro Bowl caliber QB. Geno Smith is performing like a lot of people expected him to be performing when he came out of West Virginia. You know, I have said I will wait to see it. Well, damn it, he's doing it. And he deserves all of the love and credit. I think there's someone, there's always a caller who tells me how Jameis Winston is going to change the NFL. Well, I don't think that's going to happen. And there's someone else who always calls and goes, oh, Geno Smith is the future. And I go, whoa, slow the hell down here. And Geno Smith is still not the future of the NFL. Like, don't get it twisted. But he's damn good. And it doesn't appear that all of a sudden things are going to change. I mean, for the worst. And kudos to Geno Smith. He spent a lot of time as a backup. He spent a lot of time kind of bouncing around. With the New York Jets, he was a turnover waiting to happen. And you got to show him some love for what he's been able to do right now. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Massachusetts and talk to Tony.
Yeah, what's up, man?
What's going on, Tony? Shoot.
So when Shep was asking me, I was like, oh, man, the coach. And as soon as he hung up, man, I said Seattle, man, Pete Carroll. And I got to give him props, man, because he must have seen when that trade happened, I was like, damn, they're going to be back in the Stone Ages. But he must have seen something, man. And I think he's getting a lot out of Geno Smith because he's asking Geno Smith to play towards his strengths, man. And, yeah, man, he's just asking him to stay within himself, man. And that's why he's balling, man. I got to give Geno some props, man. He come a long way. But I'm going to slide in something. Can you do a list of the suckiest managers in baseball, man? Because I want to put Aaron Boone up there, man, because I threw up today when he got that contract extension, man. I need you to help me with this and explain why.
Well, they didn't, to be clear, the New York Yankees didn't hand him over a contract extension today or this year. He signed a contract extension last year. And so,
oh, God.
Yes.
I thought it said three-year extension with a 2025 option.
That is correct, but that was signed last year. What Hal Steinbrenner of the Yankees said is, we are going to bring him back for the same reasons that we gave him that extension. We believe he's a good manager. Now, in his defense, I will tell you that Aaron Boone is no longer a player. He doesn't go up to swing the bat. Now, at the same time, when it comes down to some of his choices and how he managed the pitching staff and the bullpen, yes, he deserves criticism for that. But he is not the biggest issue or problem with the New York Yankees. I have no issue with him returning.
What? Oh, okay. I needed some help with that because for the past 4 years, I'm just looking at what are the eyes saying, man. It looked like he's just not the one to get most out of that team, man.
The most out of the team means you actually need to have some players who can play. I think that's more important.
All right.
Thank you.
So I guess you're saying you're being a little bit too hard on Aaron Boone. That's what you're telling me?
No, I think it's reasonable for anyone to criticize him. Mariano Rivera said that, I would get rid of Aaron Boone. And I'm like, well, damn, Mariano, you, what a way. You played with the guy. But anyway, the fact is, Aaron Boone is not the biggest issue for the New York Yankees. He's easy. Coaches are always easy to get rid of. That's why even tonight I wanted to show some NFL coaches love, because typically we want to fire them right out of the gate. We want to give them the boot. It doesn't matter what sport it is. It's easy to get rid of coaches. Their salaries are not as high. They don't get structured into a salary cap. You get to pay them, and it's just easier to dump them. I mean, it's harder. It's harder to get talent in, which is why when you have talent, you keep them. And so the New York Yankees, one of the things that they have not had, and even this year, they have a DJ LeMahieu who can hit a baseball. You have a Benintendi who can hit a baseball. But those guys were hurt.
And yeah, so, that's true.
Boone,
that's true.
And thank you, Tony. Boone was not perfect. Boone is up for being criticized. It's what happens when you're the manager of a baseball team. But he was not the biggest issue as to why the New York Yankees were swept, because he did not step to the plate. I'm going to take more of your calls on the other side. And then also, damn, the Lakers lose again. Who they going to blame, Russell or the coach?
Earning unlimited 2% cash back is in your future with the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. With no preset spending limit, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One adapts to meet your business needs and works for you. Imagine what the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One could do for your business. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus. That's CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus. Capital One, what's in your wallet? Terms and conditions apply.
Capital One believes that everyone deserves easier access to their money whenever they need it, in a simple and secure way. With advancements in machine learning technology, online shopping is now a breeze with Capital One. Autofill payment fields and get assigned a virtual card number for more secure online purchases. Plus, machine learning is also constantly fighting fraud and alerts you of all suspicious activity on your account. See how Capital One is using machine learning for the future of banking at CapitalOne.com. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Earning unlimited 2% cash back is in your future with the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. With no preset spending limit, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One adapts to meet your business needs and works for you. Imagine what the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One could do for your business. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus. That's CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus. Capital One, what's in your wallet? Terms and conditions apply.